Today's scripture can be found in Ephesians. That's chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you are called to one hope when you were called to one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Hallelujah.
Father, help me to live out these glorious words in my own life. Let none of man's doctrines get in the way of unity of the Spirit, Father. I pray for the body of Christ right now that you will ignite them with your holy fire. I pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon them, Lord, without measure. For you are the one and only God and Father who is over all, through all, and in all. Amen.
Today, think about it. Are you following the doctrines of man instead of the clear directives of God? If so, why? It's very sad to my heart, but I have a very dear friend, and again, he's not speaking to me. Why? Well, because I told him that he basically needed to get his head out of the sand and be aware of everything around him. It doesn't just matter, my friends, to have a personal relationship with Jesus. If you're actively supporting or participating in anything that is against the Word of God, I don't care if it's devil worship or a church that claims to be of Christ. If it says anything against the Word of God, do as an old pastor friend of mine said, put your hat on and run. Because on Judgment Day, God will look at that and He'll say, why did you support these things that were not of me?
Today's action. I want you to pray today that you will break down the barriers of doctrine and religion that are keeping the body of Christ from the unity that Paul is writing about in today's scripture. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
My friends, Christ's one answered prayer, one unanswered prayer in the Bible, was His prayer for unity. Unity among the brethren. He said, that you may be one as the Father and I are one, and by this they will know you are my disciples.